Friday, October 12th, superstar tenor Placido Domingo returns to New Orleans for the third time in 7 years. As New Orleans Opera Director and Conductor of the Evening Robert Lyle explains, each visit by Domingo is a special one.
The first, of course, in the arena, while the city was coming out of its darkness immediately post-Katrina. The second, when we reopened the Theater for the Performing Arts and we were able to, in his honor, name the Placido Domingo stage within that complex. And today, celebrating the 50th anniversary of his debut with the New Orleans Opera, which was in November of 1962, when this young man from Mexico, 20 years old, stepped onto the stage, sang a small part, and launched a truly remarkable career, one of the most remarkable in the history of opera, in fact.
It starts Friday night with a star-studded performance at the Mahalia Jackson Theater.
This is a full evening of celebration. It starts at 7 o'clock on Friday night, October the 12th. The performance will be about 2.5 hours of glorious music. We have the full New Orleans Opera Chorus. We have the full Louisiana Philharmonic in all of its glory playing for us. Stephanie Blythe, great mezzo, many say the greatest mezzo in the world, if you will, certainly for certain kinds of repertory she is. Ana Maria Martinez, who sings on all of the world's great stages and has a special affiliation with Domingo through the Spanish repertory that they sing. It's zarzuela, which is Spanish operetta. David Lomeli is a young Mexican tenor who was the winner of Placido Domingo's International Operalia competition several years ago and is now on all of the world's great stages. And it's a beautiful, beautiful voice. Our own Sarah Jane McMahon, forging this wonderful career, made the Gold Debut Award at New York City Opera, known here as the darling of music theater while a student, and also is a graduate of one of the Domingo Young Artist programs.
More than a few of the singers Friday night have been a part of Domingo's other enduring legacy, his Young Artists program.
If you look at the history of great singers, you find that many of them found their way to the operatic stage, often at very young ages, blessed with an unusually beautiful voice or balanced with a charismatic personality. They have found a way. The reality is that those are unique cases and that everyone needs this combination of talent and discipline and training. Young artist programs were created starting about 25 years ago to be the transition between formal study and your emergence on the truly professional stages. And Domingo has founded young artist programs at the Washington Opera, where he was the artistic director, and at the Los Angeles Opera, where he is artistic director, but also an international competition called Operalia. The world's young competitive talents come together and the awards are made. And the association with Domingo itself has the benefit of opening opportunities for people, but also just the acclaim one achieves by winning this competition is a great calling card. One is a vocal competition. The other is, in fact, a training program with stagecraft and coachings and role development and things of that sort. The person with talent, the person with discipline, who then encounters that program is much more likely to succeed than the person who is finding it on their own, not having the advantage of world's great coaches and conductors and stage directors. His contribution cannot, as you say, be overstated. It is the next generation of great singers coming to us.
And the concert Friday night is not the only event of the evening with Placido Domingo.
We will then, at the end of the concert, go to the Roosevelt Hotel ballroom for a gourmet dinner with Domingo and said artists. I hope that people would take advantage, true music lovers and just aficionados, that would come and enjoy the opportunity to meet Domingo, to share dinner with him afterwards, along with these other celebrated artists. Take advantage of it. It's well worth the investment.
A gala concert and dinner with the stars, celebrating 50 years since Placido Domingo's stage debut here in New Orleans. You can get tickets and more information at neworleansopera.org. For 89.9 WWNO, I'm Farrah Hutkins.